Well, it's time now for a look at the day's top business news with Brian Quinn. Brian, you're starting in the US, where the Justice Department has opened an investigation into the head of the country's central bank.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says U.S. prosecutors have issued a grand jury subpoenas to the bank and threatened to indict him in particular. The investigation ostensibly related to congressional testimony by Powell about the renovation of the Fed's 88-year-old headquarters, that upgrade currently running $600 million over its initial $1.9 billion budget. That, the source of bickering between President Trump and Powell. Powell, though, says the real motivation behind the investigation is the bank's refusal to cut interest rates in line with Trump's wishes. The Fed holding off for fear of reigniting high inflation. Powell set to step down as chair in May. He appears to be likely to be replaced by Trump's top economic advisor, Kevin Hassett. Democratic and Republican lawmakers are both blasting the probe. Powell himself issuing a video statement about it on Sunday. Let's take a listen here.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president. This is about whether the Fed will be able to continue to set interest rates based on evidence and economic conditions, or whether instead monetary policy will be directed by political pressure or intimidation.
Well, next, Brian, the Trump administration says it's not ruling out the U.S. taking financial stake in Venezuelan oil firms as it tries to revive the country's dilapidated energy infrastructure.
So Trump has been pushing U.S. oil and gas majors to hurry back to Venezuela following the capture of President Nicolas Maduro in a military raid earlier this month. The president calling for massive investment in the country to get its hobbled oil industry back on its feet after decades of neglect and decline. Friday saw Trump meet with executives of top American energy firms at the White House, seeking some $100 billion in spending. His pitch, though, met with some heavy skepticism among firms like ExxonMobil and ConocoPhillips that have previously seen their assets seized and nationalized in Venezuela. Exxon chief Darren Woods, in particular, calling the country, quote, uninvestable. That reticence drawing Trump's ire. The president now says he might actually block Exxon from future Venezuelan oil contracts. On Sunday, Trump's energy secretary, Chris Wright, refused to rule out the U.S. government taking its own financial stake in oil firms operating in Venezuela, similar to Washington's stake in chipmaker Intel following a nearly $9 billion bailout. Here's Wright on CBS's Face the Nation.
That's certainly a very real possibility. There's lots of American investors and American refining entrepreneurs that are involved in that. So to take Venezuelan-owned refineries that are in the United States and legally through an auction process transfer them to American owners and American entrepreneurs in the refining business, I think that's fantastic.
Markets reacting to all this.
Well, crude oil futures are down slightly as traders balance the increasing unrest in Iran with the possibility of more Venezuelan supply potentially coming online. Brent crude and WTI each losing just under 0.2% so far on Monday. Precious metals, meanwhile, are hitting record highs as investors look for safe haven assets amid geopolitical turmoil and that renewed threat to the Fed's independence. Gold up some 2%, silver jumping nearly 6%. Over on the equities markets, Asian indexes on the rise Monday amid speculation over possible U.S. intervention in Iran. Tokyo is closed Monday for a holiday, but the Kospi in Seoul hit a record high with Hyundai Glovis Logistics up 7.5% as its subsidiary Boston Dynamics unveils a partnership with Google to put AI into humanoid robots. Here in Europe, markets opening lower as investors cast a wary eye on Trump's renewed attack on the Fed. Banks and utilities leading the way down as London and Paris lose around 0.25% at the open.
All right, finally, for business, with the EU having just approved its long-awaited free trade deal with the Mercosur bloc, with the South American countries, Brussels is already looking to its next target.
Well, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz is in India for a two-day visit. He's joined by a large business delegation, including top executives from companies like Airbus and Siemens. Merz is looking to boost his country's bilateral commerce with the world's most populous nation. The visit, though, comes just 2 weeks ahead of an EU-India summit as the two economies try to finalize their own free trade deal. Caroline Baum has the details.
Setting his sights on the Indian market, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz arrived in Ahmedabad on Monday. On his agenda, boosting Germany's bilateral trade ties with India, but also laying the groundwork for an EU-India free trade agreement.
We are in very, very active negotiation on the India-EU FTA, and we hope we can be able to have come to a broad framework agreement or maybe signing, I don't know.
The deal would be a strategic partnership, as the EU and India both face challenges from the US and China. The United States is by and large India's largest trading partner, buying up nearly 18% of Indian exports. But Delhi is looking to diversify since Donald Trump levied 50% tariffs on Indian goods in August, leaving the Indian economy reeling.
If the market diversification strategy continues and India perseveres with it and it meets some success, then over 4 or 5 years, maybe the relative salience of US in India's export basket might diminish.
Germany, for its part, wants to improve access to a key market as its sales slump in China. Trade with India accounts for nearly 30 billion euros each year. The visit comes as a $9.3 billion agreement is in the works for Germany's ThyssenKrupp Marine Systems to build 6 submarines for the Indian Navy. The leaders are also expected to discuss the recruitment of skilled labor to Germany as a remedy to the country's chronic labor shortage. They hope to strike a framework for the free trade deal ahead of an EU-India summit in 2 weeks' time.
So that $30 billion bilateral trade figure between Germany and India, it sounds like a lot, but it's actually around a seventh of what Germany has with China every year. So it's going to be a while before India takes China's place in that trade,
All right, Brian Quinn, thank you very much for that business update.